You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back, women sipping on life from around the globe. We're now in over 21 countries. I'm so excited. Welcome to our newest country. Big shout out to Russia today. So this has been an incredible day. And today's topic is this. It's really a topic. It's also a title. It's also a theme song that I want you to make for the rest of your life, the theme of your life. It's this. Do you have time to play? So where did this come from? Today we helped somebody move. Some dear friends of ours, they're moving today and tomorrow. And we're like, hey, do you need help? And they kind of looked at us like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, you know, felt like a Seinfeld. Yes, we know you and we know you well enough to offer to help to move. So we had a couple hours. We went over there and we had a great time. And while we were moving, their little son, who is, I think he's maybe 6 or 7, the neighbor boy came over who looked like he was probably 5. And he yells out to our friend's son, hey, do you have time to play? And he's like, yeah, let me go ask my mom. And they just start tearing around the yard, playing, running, laughing. It was so precious. But hearing this little kid say, hey, do you have time to play? It touched my heart. And I was like, oh my goodness, we must talk about this on the podcast. Why? Because, oh my goodness, earlier today, I met with a woman and she's interested in looking at coaching, and I took her through a discovery call. And one of the areas that I spend a lot of time with people, and it's not even a lot of time, it's basically a test, okay? And you've taken the test hopefully by now as well, the engagement test, okay? The engagement evaluation to figure out your E rating. If you haven't yet checked it out, I did a podcast a couple episodes ago about it. And I believe it was called, Are You Engaged? You can go to womensippingonlife.com and you can take that test, the engagement evaluation, and figure out what your engagement rating is. But what's interesting about this is in this 9-point evaluation of your life in 9 areas of your life, one of those areas is fun. Now, so interesting because that by far has been the one that most people are least engaged with. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, it doesn't surprise me because I spent a lot of my time there as well, and I'm going to share a little story about that with you in a minute. But basically, I mean, it is really, like, really a problem. I say it's a problem because if life's not fun, then what are we doing, really, quite honestly? And it's just interesting how most people don't value fun because they think, oh, well, once I get these other areas together, then I'll have time for fun, or then I'll have the resources of money or whatever it takes for fun. And basically, even this little kid saying to his friend, hey, do you have time to play? So my question to you today is, how engaged are you with fun in your life? How engaged are you with play? How much playing are you doing in your life? You know, it's interesting. Years ago, I watched a documentary and it was on humpback whales. And it was very interesting because in this story of these humpback whales, it said that they have rituals for, I believe it was 3 or 4 things. One was mating, one was sleeping, one was eating. Yes, it was 4 things. Because guess what the 4th thing was? The 4th thing was play. They have a ritual for play. Now, isn't that interesting? That these massive mammals, these massive creatures, have rituals for the things that basically will sustain life and continue the species. And one of those things is play. From that moment on, I had a different perspective about play and how vital it is to our existence. And not only our existence, but our experience of our existence and how fulfilling our experience is. Because if humpback whales need to play, my dear, you and I also need to make time to play. Find it, discover it, and do it, like starting today. So I'm going to give you an acronym because you know how much I love a great acronym for fun, okay? And I want you to think about this. F stands for freedom. I really believe that in order for us to really play and have fun in life, we must experience freedom. And guess what? We think, oh, well, I have to feel free in order to play. Well, is it possible that play and fun will actually help you get more freedom in your life? So remember, you must really cherish and guard and value your freedom, because it's in your freedom that you'll find fun, and it's in your fun that you'll find freedom. It's so vital that we play. Then you, understanding. You know, when I watch these little kids play, like they are in full understanding of what they're doing. They are allowing themselves to be, you know, uninhibited, completely natural, unapologetic, unashamed, you know, unafraid, totally wild, free and fun. But they have an understanding of that. And I believe the understanding is that this is part of life. Like, this is what we love to do. Why not do it? So I want you to think about beginning to look at your life and say, how important is it? And get an understanding for what you love to do and what makes you have fun. You know, what feels fun to you? And what fun do you bring to the picture? What fun do you bring to your day? And then N, never saying never. You know, when I think about playing as a child and watching these little boys play, I thought, you know what? There is no such thing as no, except for even when mom says it. You know, mom says, don't go there and don't do that. Okay, I get that. But when I'm talking about never saying never, the imagination is what allows us to tap into our fun factor. Where are you putting the brakes on? Where are you putting the never or the no? Instead of saying, you know what? Never say never. We're going to find a way. I'm going to absolutely play. I'm going to play my day, and I'm going to have fun in the moment, in the freedom and the understanding of how vital it is to your existence. Because no matter what age you are, my dear, you have a little girl and a little boy within you. Yes, you do have both the male and female energy in you, and you are a little child that is desperately, desperately asking to be taken out to play. Think about when you get that knock on the door when you're a little kid, and it's like, hey, can Shannon come out and play? So think about this. I'm knocking right now. Hey, can this beautiful woman sipping on life come out and play? I hope you take the invitation today and you come out and you play and have a play day today and really look for the play in each and every day that you live on planet Earth, continuing to sip on it, love on it, live it, and have fun with it. Bring the fun that is you, my dear. So today's sacred soul step is this. Grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and write out a play date. Seriously, plan out a play date. You know, and you don't have to plan every single detail, because that's kind of the fun of it. You know, it's just going with the flow, being free and being spontaneous and just being present. But plan out a play day, even if it's just simply scheduling it or writing down how you would like to see a play day be for you. And commit to it today, my dear. Do something fun, either with yourself or with yourself and your friends, someone that you love, whatever. But get out and play today. And I would love to hear from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. Leave a comment. Let me know how much fun you're having. Tell me what you're going to do on your play date. I would love to know. Or I'd love to hear about it afterwards as well. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.